We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on July 28, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, Are You Hungry? And our gospel reading from today comes from the gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias. And a great crowd of people followed him because they saw the miraculous signs he had performed on the sick. Then Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down with his disciples. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 8 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish. But how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and the men sat down, about 5,000 of them. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to the disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the miraculous sign that Jesus did, they began to say, "Surely this is the prophet who has come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they had intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the lake, where they got into a boat and set off across the lake for Capernaum. By now it was dark, and Jesus had not yet joined them. A strong wind was blowing, and the waters grew rough. When they had rowed 3 or 3.5 miles, they saw Jesus approaching the boat, walking on the water, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I. Don't be afraid." Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Our readings today certainly give us plenty to think about. Certainly, the gospel story is at least in part familiar to most of us. Perhaps it's one of the first church suppers in history. The story is told of a certain pastor who preached on this gospel story one Sunday morning, perhaps after having a few too many encounters with spirits the evening before. He confidently proclaimed, "The Lord took 5,000 loaves of bread and 2,000 fish, and he fed 5 people." The smart guy in the choir shouted out, "I could do that." The next Sunday, the pastor got up and said, "I'd like to correct the story from last week. The Lord took 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, and he fed 5,000 people. And what do you think of that, smart guy?" To which smart guy replied, "I could do that too." "How?" said the pastor. To which smart guy replied, "I simply use what I had left over from last Sunday."
I'll try to keep my numbers straight in the message today. Jesus, doing what he does so often, attracted quite a crowd to hear him preach and to receive his healing. The people just kept coming, gathering all around on the hillside. You can almost picture 1969 in Bethel, New York, and the Woodstock Music Festival with a crowd of well over 400,000 people. How do you feed and provide for a crowd like that? Jesus didn't have quite that many people there, but he did have a crowd of over 5,000 people. The story tells of 5,000 men plus women and children. These folks came to see and hear Jesus. They likely did not come prepared to camp in this huge crowd on a hillside. Yet, there they were. What do we do now? Somehow, we have to feed them. You know, the disciples were panicking. Jesus, in a somewhat rare moment, tested them by asking, "Where are we to buy enough bread for all these people?" You don't usually hear Jesus testing them, or specifically Philip in this case. But this time he did, perhaps all the more to make his point. In the gospel account of this event in Matthew's gospel, he mentions that it is evening and the hour is late. Certainly, this multitude of hungry people were not easily going home or elsewhere to get food. Jesus had compassion on these folks, and I'm sure there was not a doubt in his mind what he would do. You and I would panic too, thinking, where are we going to get enough food to feed so many people? And how do we pay for it? Much like it appears Philip was thinking. But we forget that all power in heaven and on earth rests in Jesus' loving hands. This particular miracle event is recorded in all four Gospels, though with some variation in details. And it is the only one recorded in all four Gospels. It was obviously a very significant event to the Gospel writers, as it should be for us. There is a boy there that day, with just a little bit of food, and was clearly willing to share it. It could have been a few crumbs left over from lunch, and it would not have mattered. But there were 5 loaves and 2 fish. Sounds like the making of a fillet of fish sandwich to me. Jesus had the crowd sit down, probably with the folks wondering, okay, now what? In much the same way that we hear of Jesus giving thanks for the food and wine at the Passover meal, his Last Supper, he took the loaves of bread and the fish, and he gave thanks to God for those pieces of food. The food was distributed to all the 5,000 plus people, and they ate their fill. When they were done, Jesus told them to gather up the leftovers so nothing would be wasted, and they filled 12 baskets with food, more than they had to start with. We are not told what became of that leftover food, though one would assume it was not wasted. Jesus shows his compassion in this miracle, but also his power, or perhaps more accurately, God's power over the things of this world. It is one of those events that I don't think you and I can fully grasp. Could we feed such a crowd with so little food? That, I believe, is a power of faith. A faith that if we have 100% belief in it, makes all things possible with God. Sadly, though, not a faith we can easily find in ourselves. In our reading from 2 Kings, we heard of Elisha in a somewhat similar situation, though on a smaller scale. There was a crowd of 100, perhaps more people, gathered, and with 20 barley loaves and some grain, Elisha set it before the people, and they all ate. Again, there was food left over when they were done. God's power at work to satisfy our basic human need for food. The people gathered on that hillside with Jesus that day were amazed at what happened. They were saying that Jesus is indeed the prophet who is to come into the world. We need to make him our king. Being an earthly king was, of course, not part of the plan for Jesus' work on earth. I'm sure Jesus was flattered that they recognized the significance of what he had done for them and for what he had been teaching them. But it was time to step away. Much like we talked about last week, Jesus retreats to time away by himself. Jesus understood our human tendencies to sometimes act impetuously, such as the people wanting to now make him their king. He knew his role in this world and the next. Earthly kingship was not part of it. I would not be surprised, though, that Jesus needed some time to himself to ponder all that had happened that day. We are never told where the boy in the story came from. Perhaps he was there with his parents. We just don't know. And that detail is really not that important. What is important is that this boy had food with him. Why no one else had food with them, we don't know. The boy was willing to share what he had with those present. And Jesus took and multiplied that gift many times over. That it was a boy, a child, that had this food and offered it to Jesus and his disciples is significant. Jesus loved children. He had a great appreciation for the innocence they brought and the faith they had. In Luke 18:17, Jesus says, "Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." It isn't that we are to be childish, but we are to have that trusting faith, sometimes asking lots of questions, but ultimately trusting and believing. That boy had such faith in Jesus that day on the hillside. We give to the Lord as well. sometimes money, sometimes food or clothing, perhaps our time and talents. We give, and God can take our gifts and multiply them many times over, just as he did for Elisha and did on that hillside that day with Jesus. Never doubt the value of what you have to give, or feel that what is given is too small compared to the need. The gift from one's heart is of great value to our God, no matter how large or small. God uses all our gifts and can make even the tiniest token huge. Blessed are you when you share what you have with those in need. For with our Lord Jesus, you work miracles. May it be so. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you amazed the crowds that day, and your works amaze us as well. May we generously share with others like that young boy, that what we give may glorify you and your eternal kingdom. Amen. You have heard a sermon delivered on July 28, 2024 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, Are You Hungry? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.